Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Hare Humpman, and here is what he's got to say. Hello Sandman, I'm a fan of your work and regularly watch the videos and give you thumbs up. I find myself in a very bad place in life. Can you please give me some advice on motivation to lose weight? I'm a lonely guy in his mid-30s. I'm able to lose weight if I wanted to. I have the discipline required, but I don't see any point in doing it. It's not like hordes of women will come knocking on my door if I get into shape. It is scary because the alternative to losing weight is Nutella, which destroys one's internal organs. I am a compulsive eater. The only solution for me would be to visit working girls to get the motivation to get into shape and lose some belly fat. But they throw you out the door like your dog. I could try some high-end ones, since they're more sophisticated and have manners. Any advice is welcomed. Please use my name, Hare Humpman, if you decide to make a video on this. Thanks. Pozdravi z Romunie, brate. Well, HH for short. Thanks for the donation as well as the topic. This isn't the time to give up on yourself, even if you've given up on women. I'm 10 years older than you and wish I could go back to the age of 35 and change my health habits back then. I too was overweight, borderline obese with a BMI of 29.5. And now my BMI is down to 24. You're in your mid-30s and probably in the same place that I was. Your health is still pretty good, but it won't be forever. I'm thin and in better shape than I was in my mid-30s at this point. My suggestion to you is to change your diet and start to take things like Nutella and Eurocream out of your house. Unless, of course, you enjoy getting autoimmune disease, cancer, heart disease in the next 10 to 15 years. The only people that actually do something about their health and physical appearance are those that face the fear of being attacked or shamed by others, or the fear of a health problem. Many of them are usually diagnosed with some terrible illness. As men, we won't do something for ourselves unless it makes rational sense. For example, I used to work out every day for 7 to 8 years, so I wouldn't have to live in fear of being bullied. The only reason you're considering losing weight is because of the shame you'll get from visiting working girls. You're doing it for female validation instead of your own health, so that the working girls won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Maybe start walking each day for a half an hour to an hour, while watching YouTube videos or surfing the net on your phone. It'll actually make you feel better, and over a 6 to 12 month period you'll lose a little bit of weight slowly. Maybe also start by doing 10 or 20 push-ups each day. You need a reason to look after your health. The fear of getting older and getting diabetes might scare you, as your pancreas works overtime to clear the Nutella out of your veins. At the very least, go to your doctor and get routine blood tests, so that eventually when you start to see problems you can take action on them before they get serious. A while back, a friend of mine had slightly higher than elevated blood sugar, and now he's working out and changing his diet, and things have improved. I'll get to more reasons and ways to improve your life in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to being fat will lead to a heart attack clown world show. Yesterday I was heading to Costco and I drove past one of the places I used to get burgers at, when I could still eat them, and it was closed permanently after 62 years. It was called C&N Dubs, and for the longest time, it was run by two brothers. One of them was bigger than Rob Ford, probably 400 to 500 pounds big. And let's just say his heart gave out about 10 years ago, and he's not with us anymore. His brother took over, and he was only about 300 pounds, and let's just say that after a year, he was down to 160. The demise of his brother scared him into losing weight. That's usually what happens. You need some sort of catalyst to scare you into taking action. For me, it was physical pain from an autoimmune condition that finally got me to look after myself. In a way, it's a blessing in disguise, because if it didn't happen, I would have continued eating myself into oblivion. HH, think of all those fat acceptance activists that passed away in the last few years after saying that they were healthy in any size. I know I can't appeal to your reason with this. you might have to face someone close to you passing away from bad habits from a heart attack or cancer. Or you're going to have to finally go through some health crisis yourself that finally gets you to clean up your act. Most of us won't take action on something until it's absolutely necessary, myself included. The only reason I ever went my own way was because I knew that there was something wrong with relationships in general, and I needed to figure it out before I made another huge investment in time and commitment with a woman again. Looks like besides weaning yourself off of sugar like Nutella, you might also have to wean yourself off of women. Because how much money are you throwing away on women that rush you out the door because you want to avoid being lonely? Forget about how you look as well as your physical health. What about your financial health? You know that artificial intelligence is going to take most of the jobs in the next 10 to 15 years. And that means that every dollar or euro you put away into something like Nvidia will be worth so much more, and your future self will thank you for it. But I know that if you're lonely today, that's impacting your emotional health. I think it was the ancient Greeks that said that there are four different types of health. I think you have to look after your physical health first, because if you don't have anything, as well as your financial, emotional, and spiritual health. The average person these days is overweight, broke, lonely, and spiritually void or demoralized. People don't have the time to deal with those things anymore, and modern life makes us too lazy. We're addicted to sugar from food, dopamine from our phones as an emotional crutch, and inflation is robbing us financially. Spiritually, where I live, most of the churches are closed or seeing their attendance collapse. Men are giving up on women and by default themselves. Most men need a wife or girlfriend to continue to keep being motivated. HH, to me, that sounds like you. I'm sorry to hear it. The best advice I can give you is to go out and improve yourself, and then when you're thin and successful, go out and date women and see their monkey business for yourself. Then when you've had your fill, you'll go through that second red pill rage and you'll no longer be interested in them. At least that's the way it played out for me. Besides your health being a motivation, what always helped me was to do exercise routines every day around the same time. Routine is incredibly powerful because it's comfortable. But to me, it doesn't sound like you've got a problem with it. You don't need motivation, you need reasons besides female attention and validation. And again, the best one I can think of is your health. It's not that you're going to get sick and flop over dead like a duck. It's more likely though you'll get an illness that'll go on for the rest of your life and you'll end up suffering for it. My autoimmune issues have no cure, only management. I can only eat about 10 types of food on a regular basis. If I'd known that stress and sugar in my diet would have caused this, I would have changed my lifestyle decades ago. So it never would have happened. I don't regret the decisions that I made in life that led to that point, because I did the best I could given the information I had at the time. I can tell you all about it, but my wisdom is nothing compared to your individual life experience. It's like the people that told me a couple of decades ago to just buy bank stocks in Canada and reinvest the dividends and I'd get rich. Or the people that desperately pleaded with me to buy Bitcoin at $300. I didn't listen to either of them. It wasn't until I figured things out on my own that I finally took some action. It's more motivating to make a decision when there's an emotion attached to it. Like if you get diabetes or fatty liver disease. One teenage guy I spoke to a while back had a fatty liver, and it was painful, so it motivated him to get off his butt and walk an extra 20,000 steps a day. And he lost weight and the liver got better. So maybe set your step goal each day and start walking. It's low intensity and burns calories, and maybe you can distract your mind with your phone while doing it. I walk twice a day while posting on Twitter. I get work done while walking, so I don't even notice that I'm being active. Wisdom is wasted on the old, they can't use it anymore, and youth is wasted on the young, they will use it incorrectly. Maybe one day, we'll be able to communicate telepathically and share wisdom with the young directly through our experiences. Then they definitely wouldn't be making the same mistakes. As we get older, people around us appear to be dumber and dumber, because we've had more experiences in life that have taught us valuable lessons. Those people aren't dumb though, just inexperienced. Experience can cost you a lot of anguish. This whole talk reminds me of a scene from Shawshank Redemption where the character Red is asked if he's been rehabilitated. It's the not-so-mystery link in today's video. If you watch it, look into the eyes of Morgan Freeman. He's not sorry he undid another man. He's sorry he couldn't explain the consequences to his younger self about his actions. Again, I once had a fatty liver, just like that kid I mentioned, except I thought it was just a normal part of being alive. I hope you don't think that cancer, diabetes, and heart disease are just a normal part of eating Nutella. Take action today before you have regrets about your health later. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks to HH for the donation as well as the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that you probably smash jars full of chocolate syrup and spread like it's going out of style. bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, Make.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps wisdom from being wasted on the young away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.